welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
So I'm looking at the mic here, and I think because we're so close now.
Oh, they're picking up both?
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. It's actually good on the recording, so
I guess
it actually
that's true.
Records.
It'll sound better. It'll give us better quality.
Maybe, probably not. We'll see. Yeah, we just move some stuff around. It happens. We are on the... Oh, what did I figure here?
Wonder Woman?
3, 4, 5, 6. The 7th issue of this first Origins, first appearance... Yeah, not Origins. We'll do that later.
First appearance is not
First appearance.
Although I guess technically some of them are Origins as well
yes
as first
and no,
appearances.
But we'll, once we get through all the first appearances of everybody, which...
Well, not everybody, but everybody.
Well, no. Like, I mean, because we'll do this set here. Next winter, we'll do another set. Because, like, we'll have Green Lantern then. We'll have more Marvel stuff, probably. More DC, more than likely. And then, like, we'll start hitting origin stories. And
gotcha. Well, I was just saying, because, like, for...
Because I know once we get into actual covering, for, like, example, if at some point we're going to get to the first appearance of Ghost Rider, the first appearance of Punisher, chronologically as we're recording normally, so...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I was just going to say, because I know that, like, with Swamp Thing, his first appearance is also an origin.
Correct.
And then also Spider-Man's first appearance is his origin.
Yes. But then they always change the origins, though, too.
I guess that's
so
true.
So we're
just going to cover all the origins?
Honestly, at some point we might. But
so we'll have, like, what, just one whole arc for Spider-Man origin stories?
I mean, we could.
We really could.
We'll work on that one. We'll work on that one later. Oh, screw you, dude.
Oh, dear. Is that Alfred?
Yeah, that was Alfred. There we go. Yeah, so we're on the 7th first appearance. If you want to check out our last coverage of, let me pull out the list, Superman, Captain America, Batman, Fantastic Four, Flash, both Flashes, and Spider-Man, check out our last 6 episodes. And this one, we will be doing the first appearance of Wonder Woman, which was in All-Star Comics number 8, obviously printed by DC Comics, published in 1941. It was created by William Moulton Marston, also by, I think at the time he was going by Charles Moulton. And then there was Harry G. Peter was...
Harry Peter? His name's Harry Peter.
Stop it.
His parents hated him.
Yes, he did. He was uncredited, but he was also helped create it. I think he was more the artist.
They were probably worried about writing Harry Peter all over their books. That ain't right.
Yep. Anyway, I'm gonna touch on both the All-Star Comics and also Sensation Comics number 1 because I had originally read that one first, thinking that was the origin. But then once I read it, I'm like, well, how the hell did they get from point A to point B here? We'll get there in a second. This one actually starts out with Steve Trevor crashing on Paradise Island. Like, he had gone through this smoke screen because the island was obscure and crashed. And Diana,
he's like, "Oh my god, I must have woke up on heaven. Look at all these hot women."
Well, no, because he actually
they want to beat me up.
I don't think he did. He actually wake up on the island. I don't think he did. I honestly don't remember.
Fair enough. I like to imagine that's what would happen.
Well, that's kind. I mean, he kind of did that in the movie. One of the movies, like one of the cartoon movies, I think, or something. Either way, Diana and her friend, who was that? Crap, I can't remember who it was.
I can't help you out. Sorry, I didn't
I know
read
you
these
can't.
Ones.
but they saw the plane crash, and so they went to see what was wrong. Went to go save the man.
Hey, Chikabumbo.
You say that? Look at Queen Hippolyta on the bottom there.
Oh, holy smokes.
And
yeah.
Then, yeah, like, they, don't get me wrong, they all look great.
Well,
but this is
relatively
also
great.
1941s, and this was written by a misogynist.
Yeah.
So, It's bad, guys. Yeah. It's really bad. They, I think Charles Moulton was an outspoken misogynist at that. Like, the whole reason why he put Diana with bracers was for a whole bondage thing. And even a lot of the comics from the 40s dealt with her being having to submit to a man before she was able to overpower him. So it's like, okay, dude, I get it. 40s.
So what you're saying is you have this fantasy about women submitting to you, and then
basically, yeah, that's what he was saying. I mean, I guess he lived a happily married life, allegedly, according to what I could find, but I don't know.
I'm glad that you dug it up.
No, I've heard it. Oh. I've heard it over the years. But we get the... So, if you guys recall when we did Wonder Woman months ago, the George Perez 1986 Wonder Woman that after... not Rebirth. That's way past. After Christ on Infinite Earths, the story of Hippolyta submitting or being not controlled, but...
Where Hercules tries to
And own her, basically screws her over. So that,
you know,
that
literally and figuratively,
that actually was based off of this. Like, it's same thing. Hercules kept getting spurned, kept getting told that Hippolyta could basically kick his ass and would not bow to him. And he went to challenge her, and once he tricked her into taking the girdle off her, and then they were able to rise back up after being enslaved for hundreds of years or whatever, and built the island and yada yada yada.
Yeah, that old chestnut.
Basically, the kicker here is Steve Trevor, who is obviously he's a captain in the Royal Army. Royal Army? That's not right. The United States Army. There we go. Or Air Force, because he's flying
Air Force.
A plane.
Yeah,
that's not, yeah. But he's trying to track down this group of Germans who apparently,
fucking Nazis.
Yes, who kind of snuck in, similar to what was happening with Captain America, where the Nazis infiltrated the American army.
Gotcha.
They infiltrated, like, America. And they had these, basically, what they're going to try to do. I guess they kind of infiltrated the army as well. They had this remote control plane that they were going to use to bomb, like, some American places, but it was going to look like it was an American airplane. So it still looked like the Americans bombed themselves. Yeah. But they put, after Steve came up on them to get them, they knocked him out, put him in the plane. And so then they were using the remote control plane from a different plane higher up in the atmosphere so that the Americans wouldn't see. But Steve regains consciousness in the plane and starts flying the plane.
So he overrides the remote control then.
Basically, yeah. And then he's chasing after the other plane, which runs out of fuel over the ocean, crashes into Paradise Island. And
see, here's my question. Where exactly is Paradise Island located in this one?
See, don't know. It didn't say.
Because I know that, like, in the Wonder Woman movie, it was, closer to Europe. So if he was flying across the Atlantic, I'd just like to see how impressed I am.
Like I said, he ran out of fuel. Like, he even said, I'm going to fly after these guys until I run out of fuel. Although at the same time, this is a giant, like, cargo plane that he's chasing in a single-man aircraft.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
I almost guarantee he would have caught up to them just by size and sheer speed alone. But that cargo plane apparently was able to keep ahead the entire time. So, whatever. He crashes on Paradise Island. Wonder Woman saves... Or, I'm sorry. She's not called that yet. Diana saves him. And we all know the tale of the trial. The combat. That
Ooh, made. I don't know that one.
I'm going to smack you. where all of the Amazons are tested to see who can actually become the champion to take Steve Trevor back home. The kicker is, obviously, if once you leave, you can't come back. Hippolyta refuses Diana to join because she doesn't want to lose her daughter. Diana joins anyway. The difference between this one and the George Perez one, where they actually all wore helmets so that no one could see who they were, Diana wears a domino mask, and that's it. No one else.
Wait, she only wears the domino mask?
No, she's got clothes on too. Shut up. Everybody else is unmasked, but she wears a domino mask, and nobody knows who she is.
Well, yeah, she covered part of her eyes.
I'm just saying. It's
yeah. Logic. Comic book logic.
Yeah. But then she does get the outfit, and yeah, that's kind of that. And like I said, real quick, I'm going to go over Sensational Comics. This one, because like I said, I thought this was the first one, so I read this a few times, which didn't make any sense, because opening pages is her in the Wonder Woman costume flying Steve back. And I'm just like, well, I'm missing something here.
Like actually flying, or like
flying the plane?
Okay, that's what I was wondering. The invisible,
yep,
the
invisible jet. Using air quotes and jet here. And I'm not gonna touch real because we already did the appearance. This one is just her bringing Steve back. She's trying to figure out how to survive in man's world, I guess. Becomes a circus act practically because the bullets and bracers thing.
Yeah.
There was one other funny thing. Oh, she comes across, she has fallen in love with Steve Trevor. Like, she fell in love with him. Of course.
Because what, I mean, what's a woman without a man to love, right?
Yeah. So she wants to be around him anytime she can. She comes across this nurse who is crying on the steps of the hospital, and Diana convinces her to give her name, and like, what did she say here? Because the nurse wants to go to South America to be with her fiance because he just got positioned there, but she doesn't have enough money to do it. Diana's like, well, if I give you money, you can go, and I can take your name and take your job and just be you, right? We kind of look alike, so it works.
Do they look alike?
A little bit. Again, it's 1940s art, so...
Yeah, so they all look alike.
Exactly. Ironically, though, this nurse's name is also Diana. Yeah, right?
Of course it is.
Exactly. But her name is Diana Prince.
Oh. And
that's so how she gets Diana Prince. She is...
So not Diana Princess.
Nope. She is a... what's the right word? A... Identity thief. There we go. God, that got away from me.
Imposter.
She's an identity thief. She is bribing this lady, and then this lady just disappears.
So
she can be around.
So we don't even know if she actually made it, or if Wonder Woman just killed her off and stole her.
I mean, you never
know. The money's over here in this closet. That's not a closet. That's an elevator shaft.
Let's see. Steve Trevor wakes up and wants to go and actually still be in the war because he's a...
Dumbass.
A good soldier.
My bad.
Same difference. I'm just kidding. You guys are great. He still is dumbass, though. Steve Trevor is dumbass.
Wanting to be in the war.
That's kind of the gist of all that. It was good.
Ish.
It definitely shows the misogynistic tendencies that people had. Still have.
There you
but,
go.
But, because Wonder Woman, I think, was the first female-led comic.
Probably.
1941, I'm pretty sure it was. Could be wrong. I don't know. I didn't check too much into that one. That one's on me. It's whatever. But, I mean, it's... For a start, it's not bad. Because I know what we get in the future.
Yeah.
It's great. So... And if you guys haven't, by chance, either go see Wonder Woman 1984 in theaters, or, you know, you could watch it on HBO Max for, like, another week or two. But, yeah, so that's that one. I enjoyed it. Wasn't bad. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Team.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more first appearances.